Good Wednesday evening, everyone. It's time for our West Coast 9 o'clock game, and it's being brought to you tonight by Mayberry Farms and Truck Accessories, North of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. 8:58 is the time. Our temperature is 28 degrees. Let's take you back down to La Plata, Missouri, for tonight's last game with the play-by-play. Here's KMM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and the last game, it is the Putnam County Midgets, La Plata Bulldogs, the boys' consolation semifinal. And let's take a look at the starting lineup first for Putnam County. It'll be Carter Simmons, a junior, Blaine Perkins, a senior, Chase Tomlin, a senior, Owen Ream, a junior, and Trace Riediger, a junior. So Carter Simmons, Blaine Perkins, Chase Tomlin, Owen Ream, and Trace Riediger, the Midgets, are 11-9, coached by Kyle Fleischman. For the La Plata Bulldogs, it'll be Landon Jones, a senior, Kendrick Hewlett, a freshman, Tucker Butte, a junior, Cutter St. Clair, a senior, and Caden Safely, a senior. So Landon Jones, Kendrick Hewlett, Tucker Butte, Cutter St. Clair, and Caden Safely, and we're set to play basketball. Yes. Are we still there, Dave? I guess you're with me. Okay. So it'll be the jump center, and Putnam County gets the basketball as Ream gets it inside to Trace Riediger. Riediger put up a shot, missed it. Betty drew the foul, as the foul's going to be on Caden Safely. So Safely picks up his first foul, and Trace Riediger will go to the line to shoot a pair. As Riediger's first one is up, spins in and out, no good. I'll talk about the two middle games, the two championship semifinal games as we go along. They were a couple of dandies. As Riediger, next shot up, left it short, and off the rebound comes Butte. Gets it out to Safely. Gets pressure by Putnam County. As down inside goes Kendrick Hewlett. Hewlett kicks the ball back out to St. Clair, top of the key. Now Landon Jones at the top of the key. A 2-3 zone by Putnam County. Caden Safely, top of the key for three. Off the glass, no good. And Carter Simmons off the rebound. Gives it to Blaine Perkins. Perkins brings it across the timeline. Kicks it over to Tomlin on the left wing. Now Ream, top of the key. Free throw line, Riediger, and a whistle of a foul. And the foul's going to be on Caden Safely. And that's his second. So second foul on Safely. As underneath, a inbounds pass comes to Riediger, lays it up and in. 2-0. Putnam in the lead, pressure by Putnam County. Butte with the basketball. Butte gets the ball to St. Clair. Gets it to Hewlett in the corner. Hewlett dribbles out to the right side of the circle to Caden Safely. On the right wing, inside the arc. Now Hewlett cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it back to St. Clair on the right wing. St. Clair dribbles out between the two circles to Safely. He'll try another three. Bullseye! Off the left wing, Caden Safely. 3-2, La Plata the lead as Perkins takes us to the free throw line and a whistle. And what have we got? 3-second violation, I think is what they call it, as Hewlett tries to get the ball inbound, taken away by Riediger, and then stolen back by St. Clair. Hewlett to Butte. Top of the key, three-pointer on the way. No good by St. Clair. And Tomlin out with the rebound. Gives it to Perkins. Perkins, three-roll line, Riediger. Three-pointer by Ream. Bullseye out of the right corner. Owen Ream with three. 5-3 as pressure again, put on by the Midgets. Hewlett takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot. Simmons there for the rebound, whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Tucker Butte. First foul on Butte. Now it's out of the ball game will come Tucker Butte. And in the ball game comes number 12, I think, Reese Mishner. So Meissner, Carter Simmons, free throw line. Thomas, 15-footer, bounce on the rim and fell home. So 2 points for Chase Tomlin. Pressure as Meissner. Bad pass all the way by Perkins. Perkins takes it to the hoop, lays it out and got it. Contorted his body somehow. And now inbound pass stolen away by Owen Ream, lays it up and in. Ream has five, and the player wants a timeout. 5:23 left to play in the first quarter. It's Putnam County 9. We'll play to 5 back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School, La Plata, Missouri. Boys consolation semifinal. La Plata with the basketball as Hewlett will inbound. Gets the ball to St. Clair. St. Clair in the corner in a double team. Goes out of bounds, but last touched, I think, and it was by Putnam County. So Hewlett again will inbound. Gets the ball into Meissner. Meissner still in the backcourt. Dribbles through a double team. Now kicks it across the timeline to safely on the right wing. Swings it to Jones in the left corner. On the left wing, Meissner to Jones. Tries a three-pointer, airballed it, but there to put it up and in was Scudder St. Clair. So 2 points for St. Clair. Wilkins brings it across the timeline and bad pass. Stolen away by St. Clair. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. 4 points for Scudder St. Clair. 11-7. That with the lead is Owen Ream. Takes it to the right wing. At the three-throw line to Riediger. Riediger kicks it out in the left corner. To Perkins. Now Ream back to Perkins. Perkins inside, it goes to Tomlin. Puts a shot up, no good. Riediger, the rebound, puts it up and in. 4 points for Trace Riediger. And now I think there is maybe a violation against the player. Maybe not. The one set, I don't know. Anyway, coming in for La Plata is Braden McReynolds. So McReynolds in, and I didn't see who came out. Chase Tomlin as the inbound pass. Hewlett tried to get it in to Jones. It went off Jones's hands out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath the own basket. Owen Ream to trigger. As Ream slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Kicks it out to McReynolds. Morris. Now inside to Riediger. Lost this on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. Alternating possession comes back to the Bulldogs. 4:17 left to play in the first quarter. 13-7. La Plata with the lead. Meissner will inbound. Guarded by Riediger. Meissner looks for somebody. Gets it into St. Clair. Dribbles out of a double team. And now a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Morris. So Mason Morris picks up the foul. That's his first team foul against Putnam County. So Meissner again to inbound. It was slapped, but Meissner saved it inbounds to safely gives it to St. Clair. Pressure by Putnam County. St. Clair across the timeline. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Cutter St. Clair. Here comes Owen Ream to the left side of the circle. He'll try a three. No good. Riediger with the rebound, puts it up, missed it. Rebound tipped around, and it goes out of bounds off the hands, I think, of Mason Morris. So safely checks out. For La Plata, Braden Lewis checks in. Also, Cooper Hornaday checks in for Putnam County, and Carter Simmons checks out. So inbounds pass comes to Landon Jones. Jones gets the ball back to Meissner. Yeah, he does. And Meissner just airmailed St. Clair. Threw the ball out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. 3:41 left to play in the first quarter. 13-9. Putnam County's the lead as Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by La Plata. Reediger has it on the deep left wing to Hornaday. Now Mason Morris for three. No good. Morris gets his own rebound and double team, kicks it back out to McReynolds. Inside Reediger. Reediger had the ball stripped out of his hands, tried to jerk it away. When he did, he threw the ball out of bounds. So Meissner will inbound on the far sideline. Gets the ball into St. Clair. As St. Clair out of a double team, gets across the timeline to Jones. As Jones, whistle and a foul. That's an offensive foul against La Plata. I'll have to wait. It's going to be on number 25. Would be Braden Lewis. That's his first. So Trace Reediger will inbound on their sideline. Gets it to Ream. Ream will bring it across the timeline. McReynolds on the left wing. Now Hornaday in the paint. Tried to put up a shot. Blocked. Picked up by Morris. To Ream underneath Hornaday. Puts the shot up. Missed it. Out with it comes Morris. Morris will try a little 10-footer. No good. Reediger trying to get the rebound. Couldn't do it. It goes out of bounds off Morris. So we'll play it with the basketball. As Meissner will inbound underneath his own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets it into Jones. Jones dribbles out of a double team and lost the ball to McReynolds. Gets it into Reediger, and Reediger walks with it. So La Plata dodged the bullet right there. So Meissner again will inbound underneath his own basket. Looks for somebody. Bounce past to Jones. Back to Meissner. Down the near sideline. In a hurry. Takes it to the house. Lays it up. No good. And Morris comes off the rebound. Morris turns. Puts it off glass. No good. Rebound. Reediger puts it up and in. 6 points for Trace Reediger. Meissner against pressure will inbound. Gets it to Jones. Jones tried to get it to St. Clair. Stolen away by Morris. It goes inside to Reediger. Tried to get it to Hornaday. Battles batted away. And a foul is going to be on Landon Jones. So Jones picks up his first foul. Owen Ream underneath his own basket. Will inbound. Gets it to Reediger. Puts up a shot. Missed it. And Lewis comes off the rebound. He gets it ahead to Jones. Jones across the free throw line, lost the ball. Val gets it back. Down the right block, puts it up, got it. 2 points for Landon Jones. Ream in a hurry. Gets the ball ahead to McReynolds. Back to Ream between the two circles. Now Reediger on the left wing. To McReynolds. McReynolds went drive to drive down the paint. Then pass into Hornaday, but the ball was kicked, so it'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Owen Ream will trigger. Ream gets the ball, slaps it, gets it in, tried to get it to Reediger, got it to Lewis, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Lewis. I think that they'll Lewis play foul. Braden Lewis picks up his second. So Braden Lewis will check out. Kendrick Hewlett will check back in. Owen Ream again underneath his own basket in the left corner to Reediger. Gives it out to McReynolds to Morris. Morris threw one at Reediger's knees. Then they finally get the ball to Jones, and Jones fell down and lost it out of bounds, so it'll come back to Putnam County. So Reediger will inbound to Ream. As Ream will bring it across the timeline. 15-11. Putnam will lead. They get it into Hornaday. Hornaday couldn't hang on to the ball. And it's taken away by Lee Mack. Mack gets it over to Meissner. Meissner across the timeline. Tried to get it down in the corner. Stolen away by Reediger. Ahead it goes to Owen Ream. Puts it up with the left hand. Got it. 7 points for Ream. 6 point, Putnam lead. Now another bad pass tip. Ream, no look pass to Morris, lays it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. Pretty fast break for Putnam County. The foul is going to be on Number 12, which would be Reese Michener. That's his first. So Carter Simmons will check back in as LaPlata wants a timeout. 57 seconds left in the first quarter. Putnam County 19, LaPlata 11. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I thought it was going to be a piece of cake. I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I was an MP, military police.
My friends thought I could do anything.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I was overwhelmed.
I couldn't sleep.
I just wanted to be by myself.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
I was too proud. And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too.
Right?
It started to open up.
And it made a huge difference.
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Because before I was able to take on my next mission, I had to take on just taking care of myself.
To find purpose.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And welcome back, everybody, to the LaPlata Tournament. 57 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Boys Constellation semifinal. Mason Morris with two, looking for three. Missed it. Carter Simmons with a rebound. Puts it back up. Missed it. Got it back again. Puts it back up. No good. Tip up. No good. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Hewlett. So Kendrick Hewlett picks up the foul. That's his first. And this time Carter Simmons will go to the line, looking for his first points of the ball game. Simmons will shoot two. First shot up, got it. First point for Carter Simmons. Why, I don't know. So Carter Simmons has one, looking for two. As Blaine Perkins checks back in. Shot up, got it. 2 points for Carter Simmons. Michener in the backcourt. Pressure by Putnam County. Bad pass. And quick hands by Blaine Perkins, gets it down to Owen Ream. Ream puts it up and in. And Owen Ream has 9 points. Hewlett gets the ball over to Safely on the right wing. Safely gets the ball inside to Hewlett. Now Jones has it in the left corner. Jones dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it back to Michener in the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bad pass all the way by Ream. He'll go to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 11 points for Owen Ream. 25-11. Putnam with the lead. Still pressure. Michener gets it into St. Clair. He's in a double team. Dribbles out of it down the far sideline. A whistle and a foul. And a foul, I think, is going to be on Owen Ream. So Owen Ream does pick up the foul. That's his first. And on Putnam County, that's foul number two. LaPlata has 18 fouls. So Hewlett will inbound to St. Clair. Now, that's into the quarter. Yes, it is. Took me by surprise. So that's into the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 25, LaPlata 11. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
As a parent, you know you can't prevent every accident. Play it safe with the right equipment. Add a mouth guard to your child's sports or recreational equipment list to help prevent the impact of a painful and costly facial injury. Mouth guard should be fitted so it does not misalign the jaw. Lightweight, strong, easy to clean, properly sized, covering the upper and lower teeth and gums. If your child does sustain a facial injury, seek an evaluation from an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. OMSs are experts in handling injuries to the face, mouth, and jaws. Learn more at myoms.org.
Welcome back, everybody. LaPlata High School to the LaPlata Tournament as we start the second quarter boys' consolation semifinal. Owen Ream gets it in to Perkins. They give it to Simmons on the left wing. Now Tomlin on the left wing. Perkins to the right wing. Wayne for three. Bullseye. 14 points for Owen Wayne. 28-11. Button to the lead. Hewlett with the basketball. Gets it to St. Clair on the right wing. Dribbles out between the two circles. St. Clair picks up the dribble. Slides Hewlett right side of the circle down the right lane. Cut off. Gives it safely in the right corner. Safely dribbles out to the right side of the circle. Flips it to the left wing. Now in the left corner to St. Clair. 31, and well, that's Lee Mack. Safely at the free throw line. Long three on the way by Jones. No good. Rebound comes out to Hewlett. Puts up a little five-foot jumper. No good. Owen Ream with the rebound. Perkins. Perkins gets it to Riediger. Underneath the basket. Lays it up. He got it. 8 points for Trace Riediger, 30-11. Putnam County with the lead. As St. Clair all across the timeline, dribbles between the two circles, guarded by Blaine Perkins. Now safely for three, no good. And Ream comes in with the rebound. It's stolen back by Jones, and Jones went over and back. He was on the seat of his pants, trying to grab the ball, and actually on his seat of his pants, went over and back. So Putnam County with the basketball. Blaine Perkins will take it into the paint. Dumps it off to Tomlin. Tomlin to Ream. He'll try another three. Bullseye. Owen Ream with 17 points. 33-11. Putnam County with the lead. Safely with the basketball on the right wing. Now he tried to skip it to Jones. Stolen away by Riediger. He'll go to the hoop. Missed it. Picked up by Ream. He missed the putback. With a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Safely. Nope, they're going to call it on Landon Jones. That's his second. So two fouls on Landon Jones and Ream at the line to shoot a pair. He has 17 first half points, looking for 18, and pinballs in and out, no good. As back in the ballgame comes Braden Lewis for La Plata. And, well, Braden Lewis is one of them I saw. Second free throw, no good. And Riediger comes off with a rebound and tried to get control of the ball, walked with it. So Braden McReynolds checks back in, and Owen Ream checks out. St. Clair with the basketball. As Tucker Beuth checks back in. So St. Clair gives the ball to Mishner on the left wing, now between the two circles. Tried to get it to Lewis, right through Lewis's hands and out of bounds. So Putnam County will have the basketball. As it looks like a 1-2-2 zone or for La Plata. Trace Riediger, top of the key. McReynolds for three on the way. Airballed it. So McReynolds threw an air ball, went out of bounds. As Perkins tried to save it, but it bounced too high, couldn't do it. So here comes La Plata. St. Clair brings it across the timeline. Round a pick set by Beaute. As St. Clair tried to get it inside to Beaute and went off his hands and out of bounds. I'm still not figured out why. Well, I'm cutting out, but I'll figure it out, Dave. Carter Simmons. Drives into the right lane. Now inside he goes to Riediger. Put up a shot from five. No good. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Chase Tomlin. So that's the first foul on Tomlin. As Lewis will inbound. Putnam County took off the press. St. Clair brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Perkins now in a double team. He gets it to Lee Mack. Mack back to St. Clair and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on McReynolds. So Braden McReynolds picks up the foul. That's his first. We'll play it with the basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Mishner will inbound to St. Clair. St. Clair will bring it across the timeline. between the two circles. Now takes it down in the paint underneath the basket. Too far in the basket. Put up a shot. No good. Goes out of bounds and last touch by Putnam County. So Meacher again will inbound underneath his own basket. As Meacher holds the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks now. Had the pass battled away. Picked up by Tallman. Tallman to Trace Riediger. Follow away 10-footer. No good. Tallman with a rebound. McReynolds will try a three. Left is short. No good. And rebound St. Clair. Cutter St. Clair. Top of the key. Lee Mack on the left wing. In the left corner, Meacher. As Meacher gets the ball inside to Lewis, to BU. As BU put up a shot, missed it, but drew a foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. The foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. That's his first. As Hornaday gets set to check back in, BU in and out, no good on the first one. As Mason Morris and Cooper Hornaday both check in, Simmons and Chase Tomlin both set down. Beaute, second free throw, got it. So Tucker Beaute with one, and it's 33-12. Inside it goes to Hornaday. Put up a shot, blocked, and Lewis comes out with it to St. Clair. St. Clair will bring the ball across the timeline. Just under 4 minutes left to play in the first half. He's guarded by Blaine Perkins to the right wing. Now Meacher on the right wing. Try to get it inside to BU. Couldn't hang on to the pass. Stolen away by Riediger. Trace Riediger top of the key to Morris at the top of the key. McReynolds inside to Riediger. Riediger tried to put up a shot. And they say he walked with it. As Owen Lehm will check in, Blaine Perkins will set down. Lewis will inbound for the Bulldogs. Gets it in to St. Clair. St. Clair will bring it across the timeline to Mack on the left wing. Tried to find Beaute on the left baseline. Stolen away by Riediger. Gets it ahead to Morris. Morris brings it across the timeline down to the left lane. Ream out of the left corner for three. Missed it. And Riediger with the rebound. His turnaround five-footer left it short. And Beaute off with the rebound. St. Clair in a hurry. Down the right lane, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Owen Ream. That's his second. Now Hewlett will check in. Safely will check in. Meacher and Lee Mack will check out for the Bulldogs. So Hewlett underneath his own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to St. Clair. Tried to save from going over and back. He could have gone in the backcourt. Didn't do it for some reason. They give it inside to Hornaday. Hornaday finally picks it up, gives it to Riediger. Off glass, got it. 10 points, Trace Riediger. As Cutter St. Clair across the timeline. Underneath to Lewis, wide open, puts it up and in. Jaden Lewis has two. As Owen Ream to McReynolds. To Ream, top of the key for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. It goes out of bounds and off of Riediger. As Riediger guards St. Clair. St. Clair dribbles out of a double team into another, out of it. Gives it to St. Clair back to, gives it to safely. Now BU, top of the key. Hewlett, 15-footer, no good. And BU with the rebound. BU puts a shot up. Whistle and a foul. Missed his shot, but I think they're going to call Ream for the third foul. And they do. Three fouls on Owen Ream. Blaine Perkins gets set to check back in as Beaute will shoot two. He has one looking for two. Missed it. So Blaine Perkins checks in. Owen Ream will check out. 2:22 left to play in the first half. 35-14. Putnam County with the lead as BU's second free throw up, no good. And Morris comes off the rebound down the near sideline. Chucks it over to McReynolds in the right corner. Now Blaine Perkins back to McReynolds. Tries a three, no good. BU clears out to the rebound safely. Safely will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. In the left corner to Hewlett. He'll then go back to safely, stolen away by Perkins. Perkins will outrun everybody. Lays it up, missed it. Rebound taken by McReynolds, falls down. Stolen away by Lewis, takes it to the hoop, missed it. And we go the other way. Morris takes it right at safely. Stops, pops, off glass, no good. And Riediger comes off the rebound. And they're going to call Trace Riediger for the foul. As that is 18 fouls against Putnam County. So Cutter St. Clair will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. As Lewis checks out, Landon Jones checks back in for La Plata. 1:43 left to play in the first half. As St. Clair's first one up, in and out, no good. Riediger off the rebound. Outlet comes to Morris. As Morris will take it right to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Mason Morris. 37-14, safely against Frazier. Gets the ball across the timeline to St. Clair. Jones out of the right corner for three. No good. Rebound, Hewlett. Hewlett kicks it out to St. Clair in the left corner. St. Clair had the ball stripped away. And Blaine Perkins tried to lead McReynolds on a two-on-one fast break. Led him just a little bit too much. McReynolds couldn't catch up with it, or Morris couldn't catch up with it. And here comes Cutter St. Clair across the timeline. St. Clair to the right wing, guarded by Perkins. St. Clair to Hewlett on the left wing. Now safely on the left wing. Safely kicks it back out to Jones. Free throw line to Hewlett. Cutter St. Clair for three. Airballed it. And out with it comes McReynolds. Lost it to Hewlett. Puts it up off glass. Got it. 2 points for Hewlett. 37-16. Putting with the lead is Morris. Gives it to McReynolds. To Morris. He'll try three. In and out. No good. Ready to go. The rebound. Put it up and missed it. And the Ute off the rebound. Just safely. Now Jones in the left corner. Safely top of the key. Safely looks for somebody. Now puts the ball on the floor. Finds Hewlett on the right wing. Beyond the arc. Safely to the left wing. Spin moves into the paint. Gives it to BU. Puts the shot up. Blocked by Riediger. Out with it comes Hewlett. Puts it up and in. 4 points for Hewlett. And now three at the buzzer. Bullseye. Braden McReynolds at the three at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, Putnam County 40 and La Plata 18. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking.
And welcome back, everybody. La Plata High School, La Plata basketball tournament, as we are the fourth halfway at halftime of the fourth game of this evening, a boys' consolation semifinal, and Putnam County leading La Plata 40-18. Take a look at the first half scoring for Putnam County. Carter Simmons with 2 points. Blaine Perkins with two. Chase Tomlin with two. Owen Ream with 14. Trace Riediger with 10. Dane Reynolds with three. And Mason Morris with four. For La Plata, Landon Jones with two. Kendrick Hewlett with four. Braden Lewis with two. Cutter St. Clair with six. And Caden Faithfully with three. Putnam County led 25-11 after one quarter. Putnam County outscored La Plata 15-7 in the second quarter. And Putnam County leads here at halftime 40-18. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things, too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 19 overnight under clear skies, southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 4 above. Sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 22. 48 Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 28.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School, where we'll play the tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball, all your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, 40-18. We're at halftime this boys' consolation semifinal, and Putnam County with that big lead. In the first game of this evening, it was the girls' consolation semifinal, and Scotland County girls win their ninth game of the year by defeating Putnam County 48-32. Scotland County led in scoring by Paige Bishop with 10 points. Abby Doster with 11. Putnam County led by Carly Seaton with 10 points. Scotland County led 14-2 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Putnam 9-8 in the second quarter and led 23-10 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland again outscored Putnam 9-8 and led 34-18 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 14. Scotland County wins it 48-32. Scotland County improves to 9-2. Putnam County 10-11. Second game of the evening, it was the boys' championship semifinal. And Green City came from behind in the fourth quarter to defeat Canton 53-43. Third game of the evening, it was the girls' championship semifinal. And North Shelby defeats Canton 60-53. So here's where we're at right now. And on the girls' side, it's Skylar. Well, tomorrow night. Let's look at tomorrow night first. We'll have three games for you tomorrow night. It'll be at boys 6 o'clock, boys Championship semifinals. Schuyler County will play Atlanta, followed by the Girls Championship semifinals, Schuyler County and La Plata. Then at 9 o'clock, a Boys Consolation semifinal. Scotland County will play North Shelby. So here's where we're at right now. On the top of the girls' bracket, Friday night, Green City will play, well, no, that's tomorrow night. Green City will play Atlanta. That's our 4:30 game, the Girls Consolation semifinal. Then, as I just said, we'll have the next three games for you on KMEM. But North Shelby already punched their ticket for the championship on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Canton girls will play for a girls' third place game at 2 o'clock on Friday. At 2 o'clock. They'll start things off Saturday at 2 o'clock, girls' third place game. Then at 3:30, Canton boys will play for third place. And Green City boys will play in the championship game at 6:30. And they'll play either Schuyler or Atlanta. They play tomorrow night. So the first night of the semifinals almost over. We'll have three of the four for you tomorrow night on KMEM. And I'll be back with the second half in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. NetTeller, their online banking solution, allows for easy account access and effortless bill payment. NetTeller is a secure and convenient way to manage your finances. Stop in and see them at Unionville or Milan, and they'll be happy to get you started with internet banking. Member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School. La Plata Tournament. As we get set to start the second half, boys' consolation semifinal. And right now, it's all Putnam County as the Midgets lead the Bulldogs 40-18. As the Bulldogs around Matt safely, their coach, Putnam County around their coach, Kyle Fleischner. As they are trying to make up for that beating they took on Monday night at the hands of the Canton Tigers. They could not hit the broadside of the barn, and tonight they can't really miss. This shows you how they didn't have Trace Riediger on Monday night. That would have made a little difference, but not 30 points. So here we go. La Plata will have the basketball as Hewitt will inbound to St. Clair. Cutter St. Clair across the timeline, finds safely on the left wing, dribbles out between the two circles to Jones. Now St. Clair in the right corner to safely running 10-footer, no good. Hewlett with the rebound, put up a shot, rejected by Trace Riediger. To Perkins, gives it to Rain, puts up the shot, no good. And St. Clair comes out with the rebound. Tried to get it to St. Clair, the ball is tipped out of bounds by Blaine Perkins. It'll be to play the basketball, out of bounds on the far sideline. Cutter St. Clair will inbound. St. Clair gives it to Safely. Safely tried to hand the ball inside to be Ute. Tipped away, out of bounds. It'll be La Plata basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As looked like about half the student section has left. Safely gets it out to Jones between the two circles. Jones to the top of the key. Bounce pass to St. Clair on the deep right wing. Out pops safely between the two circles. Safely to the top of the key. Now Jones on the right wing. Jones brings it back out between the two circles, guarded by Ream. Bounce pass in the corner to Hewlett. Hewlett tried to get it back out. Tip, but Hewlett gets it back. Gets it to Jones on the right wing. St. Clair inside the Ute. Puts it off glass. Got it. 3 points for Tucker Beute. Ream in a hurry. Brings it to the right wing, gets it inside to Riediger, right side of the circle. Now inside to Tomlin. Back to Perkins, takes it down. The right lane lays it up and got it. As Blaine Perkins with 4 points. Pressure by Putnam County. St. Clair to Safely. As Safely, pass intercepted by Tomlin. Carter Simmons to Perkins. Now three from Ream, no good. And Beute comes off the rebound. Beute to Safely. Safely will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Gets it to Jones in the left corner. Inside on the left block, Hewlett. St. Clair, top of the key. Now long. Three from Safely. No good. Safely saves the rebound. Tips it to St. Clair. St. Clair in among the trees for the shot. Rejected by Simmons. Goes out of bounds. It'll be able to play the basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 42-20. Putnam County with the lead. Safely will inbound Beaute in the right corner. Beaute gives it to St. Clair in the right corner. St. Clair dribbles to the right wing, bounce past Jones between the two circles. Beaute dotted the line, kicks it out to Safely on the left wing. Back to Beaute. Jones will try a three. Bullseye! Landon Jones has 5 points. And it's a 20-point Putnam lead as Perkins through the pass to Ream. Hewlett tipped it but right to Ream and goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball. They'll play the basketball safely between the two circles. Now past Hewlett at the high post. Back to Safely, top of the key. He'll try a three. Bullseye! 6 points for Caden Safely. Now Perkins gets it down low to Simmons, right in front of the basket. Blake puts it up and in. 4 points, Carter Simmons. St. Clair had a hard time and lost the ball to Perkins. Perkins gives the ball to Chase Tomlin, lays it up and in. 4 points for Tomlin. Placed here by Putnam County, Safely. In a double team, looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody, throws it over to St. Clair, down the far sideline. As a whistle and a foul, and a call a foul on Blaine Perkins. So Perkins picks up the foul. That's his first. Morris and Hornaday check in. Also, McReynolds will check in. Out comes Blaine Perkins, Carter Simmons, and Chase Tomlin. 4:39 left to play in the third quarter, 46-26, Putnam with the lead is Hewlett. Inbounds to Jones in the right corner. Jones tried to dribble out of the double team. Now the ball's loose. They call a jump ball, and alternating possession comes back to Putnam County. That's the way the arrow's pointing in the way. As Morris will inbound. Safely will check out. Lee Mack will check back in for the Bulldogs. So Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. Ream gives the ball to McReynolds inside. Trace Riediger to Hornaday. Then he gives it to Morris. Now the loose ball saved in bounds by McReynolds, but picked up by Lewis. Lewis gives it to St. Clair. To Lee Mack. Now the left baseline, Hewlett back to Mack on the left side of the circle. Gets it to St. Clair. St. Clair takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. Drew the foul. And the foul is going to be on Trace Riediger, and that's his second. As Tedder St. Clair will go to the line, and he'll shoot two shots. First one up, no good. I'm trying to still figure out. Headset's cutting out. Maybe it's the headset. St. Clair, next one up. Got it. The cutter St. Clair with 7 points. So here comes Owen Ream across the timeline. Ream kicks it out to McReynolds in the right corner. Now McReynolds gives it back free throw line to Morris, and Morris double dribbled it. 3:47 left to play in the third quarter. Placed here by Putnam County. And St. Clair brings it to the center of the circle. Now he gives it to Mack in the left corner. Left side of the circle, St. Clair. Jones for three. High arching shot. No good. And Hornaday comes off the rebound. Gives it to Morris. Down the far sideline. Morris has it between the two circles. McReynolds. Inside it goes. Riediger off glass. Got it. 12 points. Trace Riediger. 48-27. Now St. Clair in the double team on the far sideline and threw it out of bounds off us. I still have no clue why that's cutting out on me. But anyway, 3:14 left to play in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor. It's Putnam County 48, LaPlata 27. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back at La Plata. It's Jones on the left wing for three. Bullseye. Landon Jones with eight. 48-30. Here comes Owen Ream trying to force it inside to Hornaday. And we got a whistle on a foul. And the foul's going to be on 23, I think he said. That would case it would be Morris, and it is. So Morris picks up his second foul. 13 foul against Putnam County. St. Clair across the timeline to Lee Mack between the two circles. Bounce pass to Jones. Now St. Clair on the right wing. Back to Jones, top of the key. Mack has it on the left wing. Now bad pass stolen away by McClintles. And McClintles carried the basketball. Two-on-one fast break. Didn't happen. Again, play through by Putnam County. Hewlett gets it into St. Clair, and the double team dribbles out of it to another double team. Pass Perkins, and the foul's going to be on Blaine Perkins. Perkins picks up his second foul. Carter Simmons checks in. Cooper Hornaday will check out. Hewlett on the near sideline, inbounds to St. Clair. And St. Clair to the top of the key. Now Jones into the right corner to Hewlett. Hewlett guarded by Morris. Out to Jones between the two circles. Lee Mack between the two circles. Now St. Clair for three. In and out, no good. And Morris off the rebound. Morris tried to give it to Perkins and stolen away by St. Clair. He stole it, put it up and in. 9 points for Cutter St. Clair. Now Putnam County headed down the floor, turned the ball over. So it's going to be St. Clair inbound to Mack, top of the key. 48-32, Putnam with the lead. Jones to St. Clair in the right corner. To Hewlett on the right baseline. Gets it out to Mack. Jones, top of the key. St. Clair walked with it. That head and shoulder fake will dip to you every time. As Chase Tomlin will check in. Morris will check out. Also, Trace Riediger checks back in. And McClendon's going to check out. Lewis checks out. The U checks back in. Hewlett checks out. Safely checks back in. 1:55 left to play in the third quarter. As Blaine Perkins will bring it across the timeline. The Ream on the right wing inside. Riediger puts it off glass. Got it. 14 points, Trace Riediger. Placer again by Putnam County. Safely. Gets it over to Lee Mack. Mack splits a double team and a whistle and a foul. And they call the foul on Riediger. Looks like he was trying to get out of the way, and they do call the foul on Trace Riediger. That's his third. 15 foul against Putnam County. St. Clair on the far sideline will inbound the right corner to Jones. Inside to BU. BU on the give and go to St. Clair, but up a shot blocked by Riediger. And out with it comes Trey. Does it to Owen Ream. Ream to inside to Riediger. 5 foot jumper, no good. But he picked up the foul. As the foul will be on, I'm thinking it's going to be safely. No, it's not. It's going to be got to St. Clair, and that's his first. Riediger's first shot up, left it short. 1:21 left to play in the third quarter. 14 for Trace Riediger as he looks for 15. Shots up, no good, left them both short. Rebound tipped around, and out comes with the Ute, just at the safely. safely ahead to Lee Mack on the left wing. Now St. Clair at the top of the key, just safely between the two circles. Safely gets it inside BU, puts it off glass, missed it. Gonna do the foul. The foul is gonna be on Carter Simmons. Simmons, second foul of the ball game. So BU will go to the line. Tucker BU has 3 points, looking for four. Missed the first one. Second one. Three, looking for four. Shots up and got it. 4 points for Tucker BU. Here comes Putnam in a hurry. As Owen Ream, dribble drive from the right wing, inside it goes to Riediger, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. 16 points. Now that one's on safely. Third foul on Caden Safely. 16 points for Trace Riediger. 52-33, Putnam with the lead, 55 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Riediger's free throw up, no good. Safely comes off with the rebound. Safely gets it ahead to Logan Arbuckle. Back to Safely. Safely down the left lane. Ryan St. Clair at the dotted line. Now Jones for three. No good. BU with the rebound. Puts it up. It won't go in. But he did draw the foul. As the foul's going to be on Carter Simmons, and that's his third. So three fouls on Simmons. And Tucker Beaute again at the line to shoot two shots. He has four, looking for five. Shots up, missed it. So Beaute again, four, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Trace Riediger with the rebound. Just it out to Ream. Ream down the left lane, dumps it inside to Simmons. Simmons. Little five-footer, no good. And the center's going to pick up the foul. He was over the back. I'm talking to you. No, they're going to call it on Mason Morris. So Morris picks up his third personal foul. And the Ute again. That's 18 fouls against the Midgets. Okay, they did call that on Carter Simmons. So that's four on Carter Simmons. So Tucker Beaute again with four, looking for five. Shot up. It's no good. And Riediger missed out of the rebound. Arbuckle gives it in the corner to Jones for the air ball, a three to Morris. And Morris gets it over to McReynolds in the right corner. Inside, Trace Riediger. And stole the load by St. Clair, stolen back by McReynolds, and St. Clair steals it back. Gets it back to Safely. Tries it. Clair at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 52, La Plata 33. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Back at La Plata High School, La Plata Tournament. As we go to the final quarter, boys consolation semifinal, Putnam County leading La Plata 52-33, and it will be La Plata with the basketball to start the final 8 minutes. As Mesher back in the ball game will inbound on the far sideline. As Mesher will get it in to St. Clair. St. Clair gives it back to Mayshew on the deep right wing. It's Mayshew to the right wing. Gets it to be Ute on the right side of the circle. Back to Arbuckle, and he lost the handle on the basketball. Green takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 19 points for Owen Ream. In the backcourt, St. Clair. St. Clair dribbles in and out of a double team. Takes it down the far sideline. Still with the dribble. Takes it right to Riediger. Put up a shot blocked by Riediger. Ahead it goes to McReynolds. McReynolds lays it up, no good. Riediger with a rebound. Gets it out to Morris. Morris will put it off glass, no good. Tomlin had it blocked. Now Riediger put up a shot and whistle and a foul. It's the foul's going to be on Beute, maybe. Yep. Tucker Beute picks up his third personal foul. And Riediger, first shot up, got it. That's 17 points for Trace. Lee Mack will check in. Hewlett checks in. And Jones will all check in for La Plata. 17 points for Trace Riediger, looking for 18. Isaac fires it and spins it in and out. No good. Hewlett off the rebound and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Mason Morris, and that's his fourth. So four foot. Well, now, okay, I give Morris a foul a while ago. Scoreboard is right. That's three on Mason Morris. If I gave him Carter Simmons a while ago, instead of waiting on the scoreboard. A shot by Hewlett, no good on the 1-1, and the rebound comes out to Hewlett to the free throw line. Now Mayshew for three, no good. And Chase Tomlin off the rebound. Gives it to Owen Ream. Ream brings it across the timeline. Gets it down to Morris. Inside to Riediger. He had a shot blocked. Out with it comes to La Plata. And Caden safely with the basketball to the top of the key. Jones on the left wing. As Jones gives it to Lee Mack. And Mack will bring it out between the two circles. Around the top of the key. Lost the ball. Ream got it and walked with it. He kind of stumbled with it for a second. He had McReynolds wide open and walked with it. So the Plata will inbound on the far sideline. Hewlett will inbound for the Bulldogs. Just in the backcourt to Safely. Caden Safely will bring it across the timeline. Good double team. Now back on the left wing and the left corner to Jones. Jones dribbles out to the left wing. Gives it to Mack between the two circles. Safely on the right wing. Safely looks inside. Nobody there. Dribbles into a double team. Out of a double team to Mack. Jones will try a three. No good. And the rebound is tipped around. And tipped out of bounds by Braden McReynolds. Scooper Hornaday will check in. Trace Riediger will check out. And now a timeout on the floor. 6:04 left to play in the ball game. Putnam County 55. The play to 33 back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. But an estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side. Because we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School. 6:04 left to play in the ball game. Boys, consolation semifinal. Putnam County leading La Plata 55-33. La Plata with the basketball as a measure. On the near sideline, gets it to Safely between the two circles. Safely one dribble back to Mayshew on the left wing. Inside the Safely dotted line. Tried to put up a shot. It was blocked by Hornaday. Picked up by Jones. Puts up the shot from five. No good. Hornaday with the rebound and Safely drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Caden Safely, and that's his fourth, I believe. Well, now they've got him for two. I had him for three. So Reem will get it to McReynolds in the right corner. Tomlin, Morris. Now Reem for three on the way. No good. And the rebound, Morris put it up. No good. And the rebound comes out to Mesher. Mesher to the hoop, lays it up. Got it. Reese Mesher with two. Reem to the top of the key. Tried to get it to Morris on the left wing. Punched out of bounds by Mesher. So Owen Reem will inbound on the far sideline. Reem gets it to Tomlin. Tomlin over to McReynolds. To Reem on the right wing inside Hornaday. Hornaday kicks it back out top of the key. McReynolds for three. No good. Hewlett comes off the rebound to Safely. And Safely will trot it across the timeline. To Mesher back to Safely at the dotted line. Kicks it out to Jones on the left wing. To Mack in the left corner. Mack bounce past to Jones to the left side of the circle across the top of the key. Safely gets it inside to Hewlett. Hewlett to Jones. High arching shot. No good. Hornaday off the rebound. Hornaday kicks it out to Reem. As Reem will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Landon Jones, and that's his third. So three fouls on Jones. As Tomlin, Reem check out. Perkins checks back in. And Trace Riediger checks back in. So Perkins between the two circles to Morris. McReynolds in the left corner. McReynolds tried to give it back to Morris and knocked away by Cutter St. Clair. Back at the top of the key to Mesher on the right wing. Mesher throw the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Putnam County basketball. They're led to play. Yeah, I'll call him ever knick-knack foul. I'll tell you that right now. Morris inbound to Perkins. Perkins sees it opening. Now kicks it out in the corner of McReynolds for three. Kicks across, skips across the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. Now where it comes Mesher. Mesher to the right wing. Waits for help. Gives it to St. Clair. He'll take it to the hoop. Puts a double team. Just throws it up toward the basket and do the foul. Foul's going to be on Cooper Hornaday. So Hornaday picks up the foul. That's his first. And Cutter St. Clair will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. He has nine looking for 10. Got it. 10 points for Cutter St. Clair. 55-36. Putnam County the lead. 4 minutes left to play in the ball game. St. Clair's second. No good. High for the rebound. It was Wade Perkins. Now McReynolds for another three. No good. Hornaday gets it, puts it back up and in. So Cooper Hornaday has two. 57-36. 21-point Putnam County lead. St. Clair to Mesher inside the Ute on the right lane. Mesher for three. Skips across the rim. No good. Touched by Putnam County. Goes out of bounds. It'll be. We'll play the basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket as Avery Campbell will check in for Putnam County. And out will come Braden McReynolds. Mesher to St. Clair in the left corner. Kicks it out to Mack at the top of the key. Mack dribbles to the right wing. Gives it to St. Clair on the right wing. Beute on the right lane. Gets it back out to St. Clair. Now Beute to the left wing to Mack. Top of the key to Mesher. Inside St. Clair, dotted line, BU puts up the shot, missed it, partially blocked by Hornaday. Perkins gives it to Riediger. Avery Campbell for three out of the right corner, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, it'll be LaPlata basketball. 3:04 left to play, 57-36, Putnam with the lead. Here comes St. Clair for the Bulldogs. St. Clair. Gets it to Mesher on the right wing. To Ute on the right lane. Give and go. Back to St. Clair. Puts it up and in. 12 points for Cutter St. Clair. Perkins across the timeline. Trace Riediger. Now Campbell on the right wing to Perkins. Campbell will try another three. No good. And Lewis calls the rebound. to St. Clair. St. Clair will bring it across the timeline to the right wing, hands it off to Mesher. He backs off between the two circles. Lob into the right corner, goes to Beaute. Hands it to Lewis. Kicks it out to St. Clair at the top of the key. St. Clair to the right wing. Mesher on the right wing. Inside Beaute. Turns, gives it off to St. Clair, puts it up, got it. 14 points, Cutter St. Clair. 57-40. Putnam County with the lead as Perkins gives it to Campbell. Third time charm, bullseye. Avery Campbell has 3 points. 60-40. Mesher in the right corner. Out to Lewis on the right wing. Back to Mesher in the right corner. Now he'll try a long three. In and out, no good. Hornaday off the rebound. To Perkins. Ahead it goes to Morris. Cut off on the left baseline. Perkins kicks it down to Hornaday. 10-footer on the way. No good. Morris saves the rebound in, and it goes to Campbell. He'll try another three. Top of the key. No good. Reed to go the rebound. Puts it up and in. 19 points. For Trace Riediger, and now both benches will empty. With 1:17 left to play in the ball game, both benches clear. And La Plata with the basketball. As with the ball is Paxton Jones. Had the ball slapped out of his hand by Randall Ayers. As they will inbound, Mason Himmerling will inbound on the far sideline. As in will come Brock Munden for Putnam County, and Hornaday will set down. So Himmerling will inbound on the far sideline. Himmerling gets the ball in to Paxton Jones. Jones gets the ball to Braylon Roberts. Roberts, well, they get it to Tate Locke, and he threw the ball out of bounds, so Putnam County will have it with a minute left to play in the game. And the Lairs will bring the ball across the timeline into Carter Simmons. Underneath to Munden, tried to put up a shot. He missed it. They call a foul. That's only the 15th foul against La Plata. The foul's going to be on number 20, which would be Tate Locke. That's his first. As in for Putnam County comes Ethan Castor and also number 12, Trace Halley. So Ethan Castor will inbound. Gets it out to Trace Halley. Halley with the basketball. Kicks it over to Riley Ayers. Tried to drive into the paint. Had the ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath his own their own basket. Ethan Castor will trigger. Castor looks for somebody. Gets it into the corner for Randall Ayers. Now shots put up, no good. And off of the rebound comes Wyatt Hamilton. As Hamilton's pass is stolen away. And a bounce pass to Castor, puts it up, would not go down. Wide open layup. And long pass down the floor. That one was by Baylon Roberts, knocked out of bounds, and Lee will play the basketball out of bounds on the near sideline as Castor still cannot believe he missed a wide-open layup or that it wouldn't go down. Take it any way you want to take it. So with the basketball is Paxton Jones between the two circles. They get it to Baylon Roberts. Now in the left corner to Himmerling. Himmerling to Roberts to Jones on the right wing. Now down to four. Jones will fire up a shot. No good. Putnam with the rebound. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Putnam County 62, La Plata 40. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
For many servicemen and women, the battle doesn't end when they come home. And I know, because I too struggle with the invisible wounds of service. Pups for Patriots and SAM literally changed my life. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, go to AmericanHumane.org to learn more about the Pups for Patriots service dog program. Let's give our veterans a fighting chance.
A message from American Humane.
First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School. It's the final as Putnam County wins their 12th game of the year by defeating La Plata 62-40. Taking a look at the scoring first for Putnam County. Carter Simmons with 4 points. Blaine Perkins with four. Avery Campbell with three. Chase Tomlin with four. Owen Ream with 19. Trace Riediger with 19. Braden McReynolds with three. Mason Morris with four. And Cooper Horn today with two. For La Plata, Landon Jones with 8 points. Kendrick Hewlett with four. Reese Misher with 2 points. Tucker Beute with four. Braden Lewis with two. Gunner St. Clair with 14. And Caden Safely with six. Putnam County led 25-11 after one quarter. Putnam outscored La Plata 15-7 in the second quarter and led 40-18 at the half. In the third quarter, La Plata outscored Putnam 15-12. Putnam led 52-33. In the third quarter, Putnam outscored La Plata 10-7, and the Midgets won it 62-40. Putnam County 12-9, La Plata 5-13. In the first game of the evening, a girls' consolation semifinal, Scotland County wins their ninth game of the year by defeating Putnam County 48-32. Scotland County led in scoring by Paige Bishop with 10, Abby Doster with 11, while Putnam County led by Carly Seaton with 10 points. As Scotland County led 14-2 after one quarter, Scotland outscored Putnam 9-8 in the second quarter to lead 23-10 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland again outscored Putnam 9-8. Lady Tigers led 34-18 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 14, and Scotland County wins it 48-32. Scotland ladies 9-12, while Putnam ladies are 10-11. In the second game of the evening, a boys' championship semifinal, it was Green City defeating Canton 53-43. Third game of the evening, in a girls' championship semifinal, North Shelby defeated Canton 60-53. And again, in the final game, the game you just heard, Putnam County wins their 12th game of the year by defeating La Plata 62-40. So coming up tomorrow night, we'll have three games for you on KMN, the last three, as we'll start with at 6 o'clock, boys' championship semifinal, Schuyler County will play Atlanta. 7:30 girls' championship semifinal, Schuyler County will play La Plata. And at 9 o'clock, a consolation boys' semifinal, Schuyler County will play North Shelby. So for producer Dave Bowden from the La Plata tournament, La Plata High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon. Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Mayberry Farms and Truck Accessories North of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. 17 minutes now past the hour of 10 o'clock. Our current temperature, 27 degrees, and more basketball tomorrow night here on KMEM. Have a good evening, everyone. We'll see you back here tomorrow on KMEM Sports.